All right, we continue in Halachas of Shabbos. We're holding the middle of Halachas of Bishul. Kedushim Dav, lately printed from Moshe from his Zalman. The Mechaber says, in Shin Yud Ches, in Sif, he's missing two pages here. Alright, but I'll set Bahat. It's okay, you don't have to write it. It's okay. Missing a whole a whole section. Okay. I hope the guy who learned it realized it. So, in Shir Chetzif Tazayin, talks about the Issa of Nailad. Not exactly the gay bishul, but creating something new on Shabbos. That's five types of nailad. We're not going to go into that right now. So Shabbos, thank you. Shabbos says in Shin Ches Sif Tazayin, he talks about the Issa of Nailad. And Lechatchilu Machma, not to create something new on Yontif, on Shabbos. So it's also, so it comes out according to Mechaber, the Sif says, I'm not going to throw Mechaber now, but it comes out according to Mechaber Ramor. The din is, you're not allowed, it's Machoy Mechaber Ramor, but when it comes out with Dino, we hold, you're not allowed to leave something frozen and let it melt into a liquid. This of Nailad. And if you take something, let's say ice cube, and leave it inside a cup and let it melt into a cup by itself, you're not allowed to. This of Nailad. So then you want to have a glass of cold water, drink after it, you're not allowed to. But to put, if it's liquid in there, let's say you have some liquid in there already, and you put an ice cube just to make it cold, so you have a cup of orange juice, a cup of soda, and you want to put some ice cubes there that are cold, and the ice cube melts in there, that's no problem, because it's not nikkur, since it's mixed together with mashke, it's okay. So, Shlomo Zalman has a very stark akasha. According to this, how could you eat on Shabbos? How can you eat ice cream? It's dessert. You have dessert, ice cream, or you have from the beginning of meal fish. Some serve for the fish. Some serve regular fish. You serve fish together with some gels, some of the gels of the liquid. The chaya, that ice cream when you're eating, let's say the gelled fish when you eat it, you put it in a plate. And starts melting. It turns into a liquid. If it's a gel, and then it turns into a liquid. So chayr is isa nailad. How can you eat fish on Shabbos with a gelled fish with the fish on Shabbos? So chayr is isa of nailad. Or ice cream. Sometimes you serve ice cream, it's frozen, you put it in a plate, and you serve it, and people are talking. Meantime, the ice cream starts getting melted. And it's not melting another liquid. So chayr should be isa of nailad. According to everyone, there shouldn't even be a chaykus on that. So why is it? Let me finish. So why isn't there issa by gelled fish sauce or ice cream? Why is the issa of nailad? So Shlomo Zalman comes out with a chiddush like this. Shlomo Zalman printed Mishabes Kachasa. He comes out with a chiddush like this, that the case of nailad is something when it's such a solid you can't eat as a solid. Ice cubes. Who eats ice cubes? No, it's something frozen. You don't need it. So when you melt it, then it's like a new thing here now. So it's a nailad. But something could be eaten when it's frozen and when it's a liquid, it's same like ice cream. You eat the same ice cream no matter if it's frozen in a frozen state or it's in a, you make it a liquid. Since it's a shame eichel, side when it's frozen, side when it's that's a mela, as a shame, let me finish. It's natural like a eichel in both cases, and therefore you're allowed, there's no risk of nailah then. That's what he writes as a chiddush. And he brings a strong ride to it. Very good ride to it. The halacha is in Shinchaf, in Sifaf, talks about the issa of squeezing out the issa of schita. So the din is over there. It's Gemara, but it's also Shichosef Aleph, to squeeze out on Shabbos, to squeeze out Zeis and Vanovim. olives and grapes. It is squeezed out for its juice. There's an issa, the raisa of schita, of gosh. Why? Because why is it also the raisa? Because zeisa and olives, olives and grapes are normally made for juice. Wine. You know, people make wine from it. Zeisa, they make olive oil. It's primarily made just for that. So to make it on squeeze it on Shabbos, you have the raisa. Two to remind him, the Mechaber says, pomegranates and grapes, since some people eat it and some people make a juice out of it, so it's also drabonon. However, other peiros, we call sharp peiros, it's not only meant for drinking, only to eat. Marsha, used to be a time, oranges, there wasn't these orange juice, it's a noose, it's an American kind of thing. And what used to be, you had orange the way it is. All type of foods, there's no such thing as a orange juice, apple juice, all these things, people didn't make juice out of it in olden times. So sharp peiros, you're allowed to squeeze it with chatzkina on Shabbos. And they should call mechaba. Today, the Mishmur says today, since you have apple juice, orange juice today, so maybe all fruits that they make juice out of, there's an issa of schitim rabbanon, nichlal and tusim reminim. That's what the Mishmur speaks out, and that's the consensus of kamar all paiskim. So to make juice out of it today, the only type of juice I never saw today, I even saw watermelon juice, but I never saw cantaloupe juice. They make this, so if someone has to squeeze cantaloupe on Shabbos, it'll be okay then. It's different on Shabbos Paris. So today, even in vegetables, you squeeze vegetables for juice, you can get today all type of vegetable juice, you can get, you can buy in juice form, you can buy cucumber juice. So maybe, but some which is not made for drinking, only for eating, then it's mutter chatchila to squeeze. The essence of Shlomo Zalman, so chaya, haki squeeze sharp peiros, you'll have to squeeze it, the chaya is an island. The essence is an island. So it must be, he says, since you can eat it, when it's a juice, I'm always to be honest, when they make orange juice before, when they, you can eat or cantaloupe, like I said, to the manna there. So cantaloupe, you can have to squeeze for its juice today. But you can eat it when it's a cantaloupe, or you can eat it as a juice. So medicine is very because boy, that's a shem eichel, and therefore there's no issa of nylon. Yes.
If you check the freezer and see that the ice cubes didn't fully freeze, you wouldn't serve it.
Right. Yes. So.
So serving ice cubes and letting them melt.
So as an ice cube, no need to ice cube itself. You use ice cube, put it into a drink. Most normal people don't eat ice cubes, okay? Huh? What? Ice is like ice cream. Ice is like ice cream. So ice will be like ice cream. People eat it as it falls when it with the dolls. So either way, it's an eichel. So if there's no problem then. But ice cubes by itself, you don't eat it the way it is. This is nylet. It's something that's in a state that you don't eat it, and you make it into a state you could eat it. That's Israel Island.
No, it doesn't mean to create. When ice cream melts, you're not creating anything.
No. You're making it to until now you could eat it. Until now, you could eat it as ice cream.
You're not creating anything.
It doesn't make a difference.
It's melted ice cream.
Yes, but still, same way. So I'll side then, side later. The question is, this Israel is making something that you could not, there's something that you could not eat the way it is, and now you're making it way right to l'achila. That's the sin island.
But you can eat it before and you can eat it now.
That's why ice cream is not nylon. That's what we're answering. That's why there's no way to nylon and ice cream. Why not? Ice cube, something, certain foods you can't eat when it's frozen, only when it dissolves. So when it dissolves, then there's a sin nylon then. This is what the Shema says. I'm not making it up.
What can't you eat frozen that you can eat defrosted?
No, it turns into liquid. I don't know if offhand.
Like all right. Frozen fruit soup.
But you would serve
fruit soup, okay. Frozen fruit soup will be a scenario then. But granted, it's brought down on Yontif. The whole Shaila on Yontif, a wife, housewife, she cooks ahead, weeks ahead, she cooks for Yontif. Or for Pesach, whatever it is. Now they take out the soup to defrost. They want to have it for night. Can you take out, first of all, from Achon, shayla from Nailan. So shayla and Yontif, this is a Nailan or not. We're not done with Yontif today. Alright. Alright.
What if a person wouldn't take milk and ice cream out to serve without
Why not? People take out ice cream. Yeah. What? Sure they eat it. When's the last time you had ice cream?
nobody would serve it with chachila.
Why not? No. People serve ice cream on a regular basis. My uncle called for Shabbos, they had ice cream. Friday night, Shabbos morning.
Something happened, the fridge, somebody left the
fridge. Doesn't make a difference. Still has a shame, Michael. Silence, frozen, not frozen. All right. Ascending, Rav Shlomo Zalman speaks out in the newer printed, the Mulchavis, he speaks out in Paragalus of Kam Chavkuchav Gimel, same thing also. But let's say, sometimes you have ice cubes in a cup. So we said you have to let it melt in another mashke. But sometimes it says, end of the meal, you have a bunch of ice cubes in empty glass, and you want to put it down, put it down on the drain. Put it down, you want it to melt inside the drain of the sink. So there, you're letting it melt. But over there, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Siman Shin Chav, Sifkan Lamed Beis, the Issa of Nidah is only if you're going to use it. But with Hailech Le'iva, there's no Issa. So therefore, let's say after the meal, I have a bunch of ice cubes in cups. I just want to put it, I don't want to lay it on the tables. So a housewife, what she does, she just pours it into the sink with ice cubes. Now it starts melting alone, but since it's Hayach Libet, there's no Issa of Nailet. We hold there's no Issa of Muksa because our sheet is the whole, there's no Issa of Nailet. So it's not Muksa then. Right, yeah, okay. Huh? Yeah?
So
it does not become muksa, no.
Can you refreeze it?
Huh?
Can you refreeze it?
If you can use it on Shabbos. Right, interesting question. I like to make ice cubes on Shabbos. Today, most of the freezers today have automatic ices, that's for sure, because it runs electrically. Mm-hmm. But some people still use the tray. Can you make ice cubes on Shabbos? So I asked this Ramosha many years ago, and he told me, yes. He says, in Europe, the Angamach Pacha. Pacha, do you know what Pacha is? He says, in Europe, we all make the, you know, all the houses, they make Pesha. That's what they told me. I happen to know what Pesha was, because I was there, I used to be a Shabbos Bacha by Rebson Small. Rebson Small was a sister of Moshe. And she used to serve for lunch, she served Pesha. So I knew what they were talking about. What he was talking about. Huh? Okay. All right. What? If you need, no, so one time, I didn't finish yet. So to make ice cubes on Shabbos, he told me you're allowed to make lechatchila as long as you need it. You're allowed to make ice cubes on Shabbos. So I asked him a question. I asked him, why is the mutter? Why? I asked him once to ask this question, why is the mutter to make, but you can't let it melt? So he smiled at me and says, Andamo. So explain to me. I never got the answer. Okay. Huh? Shabina holds the tata, but some people learn Shabina is talking about, he's talking about dry ice, not the real ice we're talking about. That's what some people learn in Shabina Rav. Okay? Because they asked the Shtaka Kasha in Shabina Rav, how could, what's the issue? You're allowed to make, there's no issue in making it. Yeah, all right.
So can you refreeze the ice cream?
What?
You have children, right?
You take out the ice cream. Yeah, you can freeze it. So there's no issue making it to melt. So this is to make it frozen. Zich is okay.
What? So you take out the electronic ice cubes,
make it
come from a mailer. You don't do anything
like that. What do you mean? Your question is, when you take out ice cubes, automatically makes new ice right away. That's a fact. Unless you hold up the lever.
Yeah.
The lever is down on the ice. When you take out ice cubes, automatically...
It doesn't come anyway unless it goes up. It comes automatically
unless the lever goes up. Depends. Put it this way. If you taking ice cubes causing you to make new ice cubes, then you're setting something off electronically. You're not allowed to. But if it's an ice cream, it doesn't, then it should be okay then. Most in camps. In camps, they have these big ice makers. So there, I tell them they should have the goyim take it out. They should not. A yid should not take it out of the thing because automatically makes new ice cubes. But by day goy, then it's okay. All right. Now we'll go to Lissa Issa of Megas. Megas means stirring. The din is the Mishuchnal says Enav Shin Yitches that you now to Megas you now have to stir anything on the fire. Let's say you have a cholent. You want to stir it. So everything should get mixed together, cooked better and taste better and so on. You're not allowed to. On Eish, you're not allowed to. That's a famous cowboy. No one is safe shot in cowboy. That's what the, even some Lusha called Tzorchai, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to make us al Eish. That's the halacha. So therefore, the halacha goes so far, not only, there are many places in the hold, you're not allowed to take out on the chon. Say you want to take out some chons on Shabbos, when they're over the flame, you have to move it over, over on the black. But over the, on the flame itself, you now take out chon, this will make us. In fact, there are many places, including our Moshe holds, that if you have, if a pot is covered, you even to pick up the cover, to take a look at the and see if it's cooking out. To put the cover back down on the flame, you're not allowed to, because makers, because when you put back the cover, it helps it cook better. So what you have to do is move the pot off the flame, onto a pot of black, which is not directly on the flame, put the cover back, and push it back in. That's what the census of many Paiskin. We once spoke about it in the past. If Shlomi Zalman says he doesn't understand the whole Yisrael, he has two strong kashas on this whole Yisrael of Agosa, of the Kolbei. The Ramah, he says one kasha is like this. The Ramah says in Simulation of Gimel Surveys that you're allowed to make, if you have a flame, you're allowed to move a pot from one flame to another flame. You're allowed to. It says, well, you have, let's say, two flames on the stove top. One is a lower flame, one's a higher flame. So then you're allowed to move one flame to another flame. So the Mishmur speaks out in Sifkan Salah days, which is, everyone speaks out like that, everyone holds like that. Just I'll mention Mishmur, because he's placed like Achron, so he says clearly like that, that you're allowed, even if the flame, the second flame is bigger, as long as the food is completely cooked, there's no shayla. So I'm allowed from a lower flame to a higher flame. On Shabbos, you're allowed to. And when high flame is there, of course, the food cooks better, cooks faster, and gets more mixed together, and so on. So yes, the kasha. So why can I take a, why is it worse taking a ladle, if I'm allowed to move from kira to kira, what's it worth if I take a ladle and put it inside and take out some chon from a pot, which is al-eish? What's it worth? If I'm allowed to move from kira to kira, then certainly I'm allowed to take a, it's less of a problem than if I put on a higher flame, makes it does more be makers than taking it out with the ladle. That's one kasha, yes. And the second kasha, that's one kasha. Second kasha is that we say that's also to make us gedeya, even the Lushka Tzarchai. So, however, if I move it off the flame, I'm allowed to stir it then. But then I can push it back. So, what do I gain on the deal? If I'm allowed to push it back on the flame afterward, I'm allowed to take it off the flame, stir it, and push it back. So, what do I gain on this? So, well, why is your. Huh? You took a flame, push it back, put it back on the flame. Huh? So, 1 second. So he says, these two kashas bother me on the cowboy, and you buy the tzorchian. That's no teretz. And the new print from the Shmishavs Kachasai, there already has a teretz. The Shemzam has a teretz. In the first print, he buys the tzorchian. The new print, he writes, he gives a teretz like this. That Hagasa, which the asset called tzorchai, you have to say pshat, he says, because the any abyss, it looks like you're mavasho. And people will think that you could do it even when it's not just that's a lettuce boy. You might not do it if it's you're completely cooked, there's no problem really. Even according to a cowboy. But there's a gzeya that maybe the food is not completely cooked, and you come and you become the mavasho it. So Mela, yeah, it's the cowboy held only on the edge there were geyser. But if it's not on the edge, it's off the edge, then it's okay then. So it comes out the Shlomi Zalman learns in the cowboy that dafka, that the cowboy is talking dafka on the edge, but off the edge, the cowboy holds you allowed to stir and push it back. That's one goes it so far. That's what the Shlomi Zalman learns. Ramesha in the Tshuva, Archaim Chevdal, Simon Aindalad, and Bishop of Sifkan Ches, Sifkan Tes, learns a little bit different. He says also, I don't understand the cowboy. Tomorrow morning, he says, I don't understand the cowboy. However, there has to be a Tiferes Yisrael on the Rosh in Perikira, and the Tiferes Yisrael, Shmuel says, the Tiferes Shmuel says on the Rosh in Perikira that you might come to make a mistake, and you might come to think it's cooked, and you'll come with a skila. You know, it's the same Svara that the Shlomo Eliyahu Zalman uses in the cowboy. Moshe says the same, the Tzvah Shmuel says that Svar, but it was without the Kolbay. So it comes out, so Moshe says the same Svar in the Tzvah Shmuel, you're not allowed, that's why now we make this Alehesh, because it might not be Vushu Kol Tzarechai. So it comes out, according to Moshe from Zalman, even though they say, one says in the Kolbay, one says not in the Kolbay, but the Dina, they both hold the same thing, that Alehesh, it's Asa to be Megas. In short, the Alehesh is Asa to be Megas. So that's how we tackle all the Dina. That a person even should to put a cover back on a attacker at Eish, you should not even do that. However, there is an interesting shaila. Let's say I have a kugel. Somebody else, kugel is ready once it's when, when you put it in the oven before Shabbos, it's a liquid. But when it comes out, when it's finished, it's like a batter form. But when it's finished, it's completely a solid kugel. Play a kugel. So l'chaya, election kugel. It's usually mixed together with liquid, so on. But when it's finished thing, it's all solid. There's no liquid in there anymore. So what about if I have a election kugel or a potato kugel, which is agave esh? Am I allowed? Is a shach megas then? Because you're not stirring it. When you stir it, makes it taste better. But by kugel, stirring won't make it taste better. It'll be the same cooker it was yesterday or today. Like we once mentioned, that water. You have much of a water, a percolator. Percolator water, you're allowed to be making some of the water itself. Why? Because it'll be the same thing. No matter how many times you stir it, it still tastes the same. It's going to taste better. There's only one entity. There's always a maker from Mayim. So, it's a maker. Can you do something according to the cobra? Can you do it out of God's age or not?
What are you talking about? Taking off the cover. You're not stirring the cover.
Huh? Take off the cover. Let's say you want to take water out. You take water out of a percolator. You have a.
I'm talking about the kugel. What's the heck attempts of the kugel?
You want to cut a piece of the yavish when the kugel is on the flame. You want to cut off the kugel. You want to cut a piece of kugel off when it's still on the flame. Allowed or not? Nemesis, this shayla, the Pimigodim class the shayla. Pimigodim is in Reish Gimel and Esha Avram Sivkon Lambez. He says, the Ein Yaitiv, Ragush Yavish. Any yodeya in shayf and megas yavu shagami. I don't know if this is megas or not. He buys the tzarchin. However, in the paiskim there are three shitas. In the day of paiskim today there are three shitas. In the sefer Moreh Shabbos in Chayil Beis Siman Yud being down three shitas. Rabbi Yashiv holds that it is a megas by double gush also. So if you know for sure that the kugel will come in pieces, then there's this omegas. But if you know when you cut the kugel, it's not going to come in pieces, then it's mutter to cut it agavesh. You don't have to take it. If you know, so the kugel is hard enough, then when you cut it, it stays, everything stays intact. It doesn't fall to pieces. So Biasha says that in such a case, there's no issa. But if it falls in pieces, then the shadow from issa omegas. That's what he quotes from Biasha. Then he quotes a second shita from Vissar Yanka Fisher, that holds is always is Issa Megas. No, before he says like this, the only new Megas by Dabba Gush, he doesn't, is not sure. He writes, he doesn't say the whole cowboy. But he says, if it falls apart, the kugel falls apart, the chatchila, you should be started to take the pot off the flame. But if the pot is too big, it's too heavy, and it's hard to take it off, you're allowed to make up and cut the kugel, even if it's Amis Al-Aish. So mashmir by him, if it doesn't fall apart, then certainly you're allowed to cut the kugel agavesh. The third shita is a pshlemi zalman. No, not exactly the same. He also chatzchili should try to be mach and move it off the flame. Okay? All right. In other words, he holds that if you know this, the kugel fall apart, the chatzchili should move off the flame. Well, you have to move it off the flame. If it falls apart. If it doesn't fall apart, then he also holds that you know, you can cut out gavesh. That's what we saw Yanka Fisher hold.
In this case, it's gush, it's a yavesh.
Right, yes.
So he was saying that falling apart is liquid. Yeah. Liquid. Falling apart means you have a liquid, non-solid.
Right, yeah, that's something else. That's something else.
I asked that question
just
now.
You can't title the
mechale? 1 second. The third shita is of Shlomo Zalman. Of Shlomo Zalman holds like this. And also, in the back of the sefer, in Pnimei Amar, he has the tshuva. He has the tshuva in Chelek Beis. In Michtov Yutes, he has letters there from Shlomo Zalman. So Michtov Yutes, Ice Beis. He holds a chatchila. You're allowed to cut a piece of kugel. I'm a gavesh, and there's no chilek. It falls apart. It doesn't fall apart. In all cases, it's muta. And the ladina, huh? Why? Because there's no chal. He has the whole question on megas mentioned before. But he held over here, since it's all davar yavish over here. The man mispach and not mispach. There's no nafkamina. Since it's davar yavish, then it's not shach. It doesn't make it taste bad and so on. So the whole concept of megas doesn't apply. And that's how we paskin. Al-Aish means on the flame. Black, which is on the flame. You have black on the flame with that part. According to the other sheet, it's going to fall apart. She moved it off the black. But according to him, it could be on top of the flame. You should move it off the black, onto the black, but not upon the flame. But according to him, you're allowed to cut it, even if it's on the flame itself, you're allowed to cut it on Shabbos in the pan.
What's the spot of the other sheet? What's the spot of the other
sheet? Because they hold this as Shaykh Shtikul Megas. They're all chashish for the Kobay. And now I'm going to save the Kobay. But they're afraid that it might be over Issa, it might be some type of Megas over there.
But there's a difference between liquid and falling apart, no?
Right, that's what Shlomo Talmud is. That's
what Shlomo
Talmud is. What
if it's in the oven itself?
Shlomo Talmud says, I understand. He writes a letter. I understand. What's the difference if it falls apart, doesn't fall apart? It's a double yavish. What should be the problem?
The kugel usually is not.
Huh?
Depends
how a wife makes it. Sometimes it falls apart, doesn't fall. Depends how, you know, depends how it's made, right. That's what Shlomo Zalman Taanis is. That's what Shlomo Taanis is. There's no such thing as falls apart, not fall apart.
What if it's in the oven itself? Same thing?
Yeah, oven is like a leish. If the flame is on. Flame is on, it's like a leish. Yeah. No. Alright, new Shaila. Shaila probably no one ever thought about. Friday night, it's cold outside, and you have a glass of tea. A glass of tea. What's wrong? You have a glass of tea. You made the tea. You did everything properly. Tea was cooked. The toothpick was cooked properly. Everything done properly. But you want to reuse the same glass. Usually you drink a whole glass of tea. There are always droplets left on the bottom. It cools off. So, Chaya, how can you have another glass of tea? The Chaya should dry out the glass. Because the droplets cooled off. The Shaila from cooking those droplets again in the same cup. The Chaya should be Issa. 1 second. The same Shaila comes up. Now, I'll write a few things. I'm just going to give me a chance. A lot of times you wash a cup out in the sink. Tonight you have to dry out the cup or not. All the droplets left. You have to dry out the cup or not. Because when I pour when I'm cooking those droplets. The second shot is a ladle. I take a ladle into, let's say, in a soup. And I take this ladle out. And I take soup out and I pour it into a bowl. And I bring it to the family. I bring it inside the kitchen, from the kitchen inside the dining room. This ladle, wet ladle, cools off. Can I stick this ladle back again into the soup pot because it's cooled off completely? Do I have to dry up this ladle each time or not?
Where's the soup pot?
Huh? Soup pot is off the flame. Take it off the flame. That's how you ask Lesbo. It's a hot soup. Hot soup Friday night. Real chicken soup, you know what I mean? One second. I'm getting to it. Give me a chance. Okay? Alright. So again, so you're allowed to.
Wait. It's not the same as the tea. The tea is coming on with Klirishin.
So what? So what? But huh?
One is
Alish, one's off. So what? But you still cook when you pour water in there. You pour some Klirishin into the cup. Yeah. Or Klishen, it doesn't make a difference. We'll get to everything. What? A cover of a pot. You have a chowin pot. You take off the cover. You want to have chowin Friday night. So what do you do? You take the cover off the pot. You move the pot, let's say, to pot B on the block that you once spoke about, you take out chowin. Sometimes you take out, the chowin take out, you have the covers laying down on the counter. After a while, there's vapor inside the cover. What's it called? Condensation. Condensation in there. That cools off. Maybe, who says you can put back the cover? The Chayetz Bishol, you're getting the time that says, you're cooking those condensation, you're cooking it again. The Chayetz should be Shaila. From the Issa of Bishol. One second. All right. L'chaya, this is Torim, Achloikas HaPaiskim. The Mechaber says, in Simen Shin Yud Ches, in Sifta Zvav, by Dover Yavesh, that's already cooked, completely, Ein Bishach HaBishel. Everyone agrees to that. I cook a piece of chicken, piece of kugel, once it's cooked, there's no Bishach HaBishel. However, by Dover Lach, if it's the Stan Lagami, someone else cooked, it cools off again, there's a machlokes mechaber amor if there's issa bishul or not. The mechaber holds by lach, we say if it's a stan legame, there is issa bishul. The mechaber holds, and the svarit, Til David says the svarit is why? Because it's an ayah bishul. A chicken, you cook a chicken, it's actually I cook a chicken again. It was raw, you cook it, you can't re-cook it. However, liquid, it was cold, it gets cold again, so you have to re-cook it, like a bayah chadasha now. So it's a new type of cooking. That's how he explains the Mechaber Shita. So Mela, there's Bishol HaBishol by Double Ach. In fact, the Masa Shekel speaks out in Reish Nun Gimel Sivkot Lamed Zayin. He says, according to the Shita, there's Bishol HaBishol by Double Ach. It's Issa Deraita. It's also Deraita. It's like I cooked more. I was never cooked. It's like cooking some more. And the Sending speaks out the Pirigadim in Eishel Aram Sivkot Lamed Zayin. And the Chayadam and Karchov Oisches and Egbert Tal and Bishol Sifkan Yudalad. That's the Shitas of Mechaber. Dramor argues, and he says there's no Bishol Bishol, even it's Stan Legami, there's always a Bishol. Just Dramor ends off, Venogal, Lahokal, and it's Stan Legami. Even though Mika Adin, it should be okay. Venoi to be Machma, and if it's not, as long as it's not in Stan Legami, then it's okay. But where is the Stan Legami? Vaitis Ramor, you're not allowed to. You have to wait till you have to wear it. It has to be an item that it didn't cool off completely. But cool off completely, it's tak asa. In this Ramor, is a machoikas apaiskim, what Ramor holds. Ramor, what does he hold? If it's Stan Legami, it's just a chumah biyama, it's a bishop. So the Egbert Tal in Sifkat Yudala says, it's mash Ramor holds that in Stan Legami, there's an issa bishul and atayah to cook it again. That's a little shot in Ramor. Since Ramor ends off, that the Nogal Hakam Stan Legami, but the Stan Legami, there's an issa bishul deraisa. And the same thing passes like Shlomo Zalman. The Shlomo Zalman is printed in Shmishav, Skechosai, Pergal, Sifkon Tzagdalad, and the new print in Mucheres, Pergal, Sifkon Kufram Tes, that he says that it's the host that's shot in Ramor. So it comes out, he says, that let's say you had a glass of tea, and I want to have a second glass of tea, and all I have is droplets left in the cup, you must dry the glass. If you ever have a second glass of tea, he holds a dina, you have to dry it out. A cup of a pot, he says, if you let it stay long enough till it dries up the condensation, you have to dry out the pot. The ladle, if it cools off, you have to dry out the ladle. It can't stick in there because it's a new bishul. And the same thing of Shlomo Zalman speaks out again in the Sefer Mor Shabbos Chelik Beis Michtav Chavdal Odayt Yud. And the same thing writes in the Sefer Michashleim Chul Michashleim Chelik Beis Simulam Adalad Ois Chav Beis. He says clearly you have to dry it. Chiddush Gadol, let me finish. Okay. However, the Chazaynish and Lamed Zayin Sifkat Yigimo learns different shot and Ramor, different than these other chayim we just mentioned. It's different than Egbert Tal and Shlomo Zalman. He holds differently. Mikadin is no chilek between Lach and Yavish. That's what the Ramor holds. Mikadin. Yet it should not come to the maker of the chamim, so we're not known to the maker by tzaynim if the chamimis is not nika. That's what Chazayin speaks out. So it's masha from the Chazaynish, it's only a chumah b'yama. It's not a mikadin. So it's B'chum Yama. And Sendik speaks out of Moshe in back of Rabbi Ida Sefer in Bishol in Ois Tezvav and Ois Yitches in Ois Chav Ches. He says a few times there. And Sendik speaks out in Yitz Moshe in Ois Chaim Chel Dalet Simen Ayin Dalet Ois Beis and Ois Hay. So the same thing also. He says over there we hold that it's only B'chum Yama. So therefore Rabbi Moshe speaks out that if you use a glass, you have a glass of tea, and you want to reuse a second glass of tea, the din is, as long as there are only droplets left, you're allowed to use the same cup. Now the interesting Ramosha in the Tshuva, in first Chelek Arachayim, in Chelek Alzem Sedekim Sadigimo, there when he talks about using the same glass of tea again, he says in Lashon Ulai, maybe it's mutter because the sheet is all bishul. There's no bishul by Davalach. That's psikreshu and nichle. It's okay. When the Igus Moshe, which I quote it now in Chelek Dalet, there he says Lashon Vaday. There's no problem. And the sentence he speaks out the Hatzvi in Chelek Aleph and Lamed Tes Malachos, back to Sefer for Lamed Tes Malachos, and by bishul Ois Aleph, he says that also same thing also. That it's from a, if it's lach from the first bishul, then it's mutter. Why? Because it's psikreshu and nichle. And more b'shenim holds that ain bishul achab bishul by double lach. One second, let me finish. So it comes out according to them, according to Chazanish, according to Ramosha, according to Hatzvi, it's mutter to put back the same ladle, even if it cools off. I'm allowed to stick the ladle back into the. And then it's a soup. Or the ladle into the cholent. Even if it cools off, it's okay. Or a teapot in a glass. I'm allowed to still use it. Let's say the cover of a pot cools off completely the condensation. The din is I'm allowed to put it back on the pot. You're allowed to put it back on Shabbos.
Unless they gave it a shvit.
Okay, what?
They gave it a rinse.
Oh, if you wash it off, then you have to dry it. Yeah. However, if let's say you want, we'll get to in a minute. Okay, yeah, what?
The
real
but it cools down, how much does it
cool
down
considered cool
down?
It's not more.
Let's point
word, move temperature. The sense of the Paiskim is, it's a Shailen Paiskim. As long as Nechel Machmas Chamimusai. That's what he said. What's called Nechel Machmas Chamimusai? As long as it's Nechel Machmas Chamimusai. That's what the Chazanish says, and that's not the sense of most Paiskim. That's what Moshe writes also. Alright. Let me finish. In the Sefer Archa Shabbos, in Chelakal Sifkan Kufnan Zion, he quotes there from Shmuel Orbach, from Zaman's son. That's Mefursim, he doesn't say his father argues, but he says, Mefursim from the Shem Chazanish. The Chazanish was Mekel to use the same glass, he had a glass of tea, and it cooled off, you're allowed to put another glass of tea in the water. And he said, and the stomach, and this is what Shulah says, that the stomach, Chazon Shlishi talks, he writes in the Sefer, that Bishah Abim Amayim is only on Haga, and in Mela, you could be Mekel then. He doesn't write that his father disagreed the whole thing. That doesn't mention. Okay. So it comes out, it's a whole Machlekes HaPaiskim. In the Sefer, Shvisa Shabbos, in the Agama to Bishah. And Eitz Yitzchak, the Sefer Shishab was a Yid, was a big time Chacham before the Second World War, and he wrote a Sefer on the first level of Malachis on Shabbos. It's called Shishab Shabbos, a very Chosher Sefer, it's quoted by everybody. So there, he cleared the Shaila about the whole thing of tea. And he writes, Gadol Echad, he writes the name, I don't want to say the name because I don't know who it was. Gadol in his time mentions his name, that used to always, after every glass of tea, used to dry up after a glass of tea. You used to always dry the cup again. But the Shvi'is Shabbos says, "Levi'ino rabbanim davdachi." By many houses, and I didn't say no one does it. So he writes like this. So in Sifkatan, Aitzitess, he clears the shaila. Are you allowed to not back and forth? In Sifkat Chav Gimel, he's in Lamed Tzchus. He brings down Kotzer Ben Yaina that he kopas a roif. Since it's only droplets left, and Rav Mayim is hot, there's no problem. That's what he quotes Rabbi Yaina. But he says, even, someone's machma, anyone to name it, because there are many shitas that argue Rabbi Yaina. And they hold, their shitas are held by Davalach, Yesh Bishal Acha, there's a stani, Yesh Bishal Acha Bishal. And also, the shitas are held, Sikresh and Nichlai is also. And Sifkotten, Lama Bez, he says, since Rav Yishayim hold by Davalach, you don't say Bishach HaBishol, there's a big welcome to Mimeko. So Mashiach, at the end of the day, the Shvi'is Shabbos also holds, like Rav Moshe, like the Chazen, like all the Shita Chazenish and so on, that you're allowed to have a glass of tea on, and the Hatzvi, you're allowed to have a glass of tea, and you don't have to dry up the glass, if it's original glass of tea. However, Moshe writes in the Tshuva, he writes further, but let's say, that's only if there are droplets left. Sometimes you drink a glass of tea, you start drinking, you have a big glass, let's say 8 ounces of glass of tea, you drink 5 ounces, and it cools off completely. Now you want to pour in another, now you have 3 ounces left in the cup. Now I want to pour another 5 ounces of boiling hot water from a percolator into this 3 ounces. That is Ramosha says also. That even if it cools off, because over there, because since it's a secretion of the nichole, then if it's only droplets, you don't care about droplets. But if you have a few ounces of liquid left in there, you know, it's a double chashiv there. Then you say secretion nichole, and you can't be semich just to say ein bishalach habishol by davalach. And he's also meisif, also important halacha. Let's say some did not halacha. So let's say he washed off. Let's say I washed off the sink. I take a glass of cup of water. I wash in the sink. I take an empty glass, or it's a dirty cup, and I wash in the sink, and I didn't dry it out. Now I pour boiling hot, I made a tea out of it. I forgot to dry it out. Can I drink the tea or not? Does it come out on Shabbos? So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that if you washed out a cup, and you mashal, and there's only tippets left in there of non-cooked water, for water from the sink, and you put rice in there, you don't say it's awesome, because since there's only tippets in there, and this is not bar, so maybe you don't have enough from these tippets. So since it's a small amount, you can have the glass of tea. However, let me finish. However, if there's many, still there's a number of ounces in there that cooled off. You washed off in the sink, but you left some cold water in there. There's a drop. There's an ounce or two of liquid inside from sink water, and now I pour hot water in there. Then it's secretia. The nichalei, then you now to pour in there, and if you pour it's mashal for him, if you pour it in there, then he holds like the tefes he saw mishnayis that says you now to drink this cup since it's davar shishmatim, can have it after Shabbos, and it doesn't help with the bereiv, and the same thing the shvus yitzchak in cheretz quotes the same thing from Yashiv. But let's say one more thing, then I'll take questions soon. One more thing, what happens if I use the ladle? Ladle didn't have liquids, I used for cholent. So the ladle, I had some beans in there, and some potato there, some piece of potato in there. All things are double yarish, not a double lach. So then, if Shlomo Zalman says, then the kuli amar, if all was left there was double yarish on the spoon, then zichah you'll have to stick it back into the cholent pot. And it seems to me, everyone will be minded to this.
Can't put the 5 ounces of hot tea into a 3 ounce.
Right.
Can you do it the opposite? Let's say you pour the hot tea and it's too hot.
Yeah.
Can you put the 3 ounces back in the 5 to cool it down?
If it's a cliche, yes.
It's already a cliche.
Yeah, that should be okay then.
So on Friday night, for example, you take out chomp.
Yeah.
How about you do everything for? And there's
left
extra
chomp
on the plate. Can you put it back in the
chomp
pot?
No, that's
just
the chazar.
So why isn't the
You're drinking it. You're not putting it in the pot. You're not putting it back in the pot.
You're asking on the ladle, putting it back in. Why is that not chazar of the ladle?
Right. If it's in the ladle, you're allowed to put it back in because like it's das to put it back. Then it's more cooled. It.
According to Moshe, it comes out of Moshe old gate, which allows the bishop by the rabba.
Machma, the
chumra.
He holds if it's a great, if there's only droplets there.
So it's not No,
he holds you need 2 svaras to be mekom. First, it's a great shalom nichle, and you ain't bishach a bishach davalach. But one reason alone is not enough. So if.
What about the chazanish? What would he hold?
Stam, the same thing. Stam. All right. Yes.
If your tea glass is the klisheni, then
no problem. Klisheni is irrelevant. Academic, right?
Okay.
According to some sheets, not all sheets.
According to
some sheets. Klisheni makes it a lot easier. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Shabbos,
the Shabbos, what is the Shabbos of Bittul? If there is a Shita, that's what I told you. The Shita of Benihana, but many places can disagree with it.
Right.
You're right, 100%. Okay. The same Shaila will come up. What it'll be, you have a piece of chola potato and you want to put some margarine on it. Some people put margarine. Margarine is cooked. Can I put a piece of margarine on a hot potato and it melts on the potato? Or let's say, can you put ketchup? Ketchup is cooked, but it's a double lach. Can I put ketchup on top of a hot cholent? A lot of people use ketchup. They only use ketchup. I'm sure people use ketchup. Some put ketchup in cholent itself. But some people, when they have, they put on the plate already, they pour some hot ketchup, some cold ketchup on it. Are you allowed to do that or not? Is a mutter asa. Again, it's a machlokes sofeiskim. Rav Moshe in the tshuva, in Yigas Moshe, and first in back of Isaiah, Sefer and Bishol, Oit Yitches Yites, and also in Yigas Moshe, in Chaim Chel Dal Simonayin Dalet, and Bishol, Isaiah involved. He says like this, since Bishol HaBishol is a chumrah, we hope by double lach. Bishach Bishop by a double lach is a chumrah. Double gush in the klisheni, it's in the plate now, is also a chumrah. It's a machlokes if double gush is like klishen or not. But we're machmas in the klishen. It's only a chumrah we machmas klishen. So we have two chumras together. So mela, you don't see machmas chumras, and you can make or put margarine on a hot potato, or you take ketchup and put it on top of chont. That's what Moshe holds. However, if Shlomo Zalman, we quoted before, and also Shmir Shabbos Kachosik Pergal Sufkot and Kufa and Gimel on the new one, Sufkot and Kuf Tzadiches, he's mechal between margarine and ketchup. Here it is. He's margarine and ketchup. That margarine, even though it's Mavosh already, but still the Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Shinit Ches Sufkot and Beis that by Dava Gush it's Mavashal. Dava Gush is Mavashal. So Mela it's also to put margarine on a potato, even in a klisheni, because by we're machma, we hold double gush is like a klishen, and therefore it's also. And he says even further, this is a chiddush already. Rav Shlomo Zalman, he's machma even more. He says even if the potato is in a klishlishi, sometimes if you put it into a plate, you take a spoon's klisheni, and the plate is a klishlishi. He says even the plate is a klishlishi or more than a klishlishi, as long as you have lettuce boy, it's also. Why? Because the Shach says in Yeridei, he quotes the Shach in Yeridei, in Simon Kufay, Sifkan Yitches, that by Dava Gush, since there's no Tefanis, what's even the Klimishin and Klishen and Klishlishi? Because I take the Sisam and Sech the Shabbos, because the Tefanis on the Kairos, the walls make it cool. But by Dava Gush, that's just a piece of potato without any liquid, by itself, retains the heat. So therefore, there's no Nafkinia, Klimishin, Klishen, Klishlishi, Klishamishi, it doesn't make a difference. So Mela, there's no defines the Karis, and some Vasha calls Manas Yatzalos, but it's what the Shach quotes. So Mela, there's no Chirts in Klishini and Klishlishi. So he says, who are then? Here it is. Suck of Shlomo Zalman. Who are then will come out according to this? If let's say you want to take, you have a hot piece of chicken, or a hot piece of meat. Sometimes you have a cold meat that's hot. And you want to pour in a sauce, a cold sauce on it, you know what to put it on. Since it's Dava Gush, has been like Klevishon, so Meva, has been Klevish Asa. Only if the sauce is Yatzlezboi. And also the potato is Yatzlezboi. But if it's hot, most potatoes, who eats chon when it's cold? It doesn't even taste like chon. Huh?
By the time the potato gets to your plate and you break it open, and the steam rises, by the time you put the
microphone
there, it's not
Yasuo's
fault,
100%. What are you talking? You can burn yourself. Yesterday I almost burnt myself on the chones. Yeah! I took off the pot, put in a plate, and right away I had to pour it. I put it in my mouth. You have any chones? How can you chone that's not hot? What's wrong with you? Huh? What's that? Let me finish. What's that? That's the margin. Ketchup, you hear this. However, that's the gaya margin. What about ketchup? So ketchup, if Shlomo Zalman is making on ketchup. 1 second. He says for two reasons, he says. This type of eichel, he says, is no different if it's cham or kar, if hot or cold. So it's not Bishach HaBishol. It probably means the secretion of Nicholai. And he says, ketchup is not still a double ach, it's still like a double yavish. Let me finish. It's still like a double yavish and not a double ach. So in the Sefer, in Sefer Pnimah Amor, it has a letter there from Shlomo Zalman, and says clearly that ketchup is a double yavish. It's not a double lach. He has a double yavish. I never saw ketchup in Eretz Yisrael. But I can tell you once, I was once in Switzerland, and I once asked my mother-in-law, of our Shalom, I guess I want some ketchup. She said, son, I want your ketchup. So she bought me a ketchup. We know ketchup is in a jar. There, ketchup and mayonnaise, you buy in a tube. I don't know if today, but in that time, I'm talking about close to 35 years ago, or 40 years ago, they said it's like a paste. It's like toothpaste. Right. Mom is like toothpaste. You squeeze it out, you squeeze it through it. Mayonnaise, also, you squeeze it out. So it could be that's the Davi Yavish. He calls it the Davi Yavish. I know that saw. I never saw ketchup in Eretz Yisrael. It's like in America?
Nowadays it's like
Paste. Huh? Nowadays it's like paste. So maybe at that time, it was like paste. So if it's like paste, then I can understand why I call it Davi Yavish. If it's like the ones that the owl ketchup and it comes in the jars, then I don't understand why he calls it Davi Yavish. That's what he calls it Davi Yavish.
Cheese used to be in a tube, too.
Huh?
Cheese in Eretz Yisrael used to be in a
cheese?
Tube.
What do you mean, cottage cheese?
No, regular cheese.
Piece of cheese, right?
We use a brick of cheese.
Right, yeah.
They use cheese in a tube.
So they squeeze it out, you mean?
Squeeze it out, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You don't find it like that very much. I don't find it. I'm here. We don't
care. No, all right. So I'm just telling you this is what he writes. So, my Sardina, Zecha Yav, what to be Sardinachan, someone wants to put ketchup or margarine on a potato. We have what? You have what to be Sardinachan? The common point is Kim, the Armeko. I'll tell you now, Shaila, I'm sure no one ever thought about it before. No one ever thought about it before. Okay? You serve cholent on a plate. You put it on a plate. Kugel, hot cholent on a plate. You serve also vegetables. Let's say vegetables. Vegetables not cooked. How could you let the vegetables touch the cholent? The chaya, you bring the vasho, the vegetable. And the vegetable is kedei klipa. It's a dava gush, at least it's a vasho, kedei klipa. So how can you put it next to each other? It's a dava gush, it's a vasho, chopach, it's a kedei klipa. How can you let one touch each other? Who's the matzvah? Sometimes you pour chalent in there, especially there's liquid there and so on, it pours all over, and you have sometimes the vegetables, those who eat vegetables for lunch. So you put vegetables together in the same plate. So chayav the vegetables. You have to be careful.
Have
the chalent,
you have vegetables, it's never a problem.
That's not a problem, no. Huh? But double gush, it's not with machma double gush in the klisheni. 1 second. But I'm sure you never thought about it. Okay, well, let me finish. So in the first print of Shmuel Shabbos, I don't even discuss it. But in the second print from Shmuel Shabbos, in Perek Aleph, Sif Katan, Reish Aleph, he quotes of Shmuel Zalman that you could be Mako for a number of reasons. Since you're not mischavi, you're not doing it intentionally. You don't want to cook the vegetables. And it's also leichbus, you don't care. And now in the leichbus, he says, it makes the vegetables soggy, you know what I mean? It's the calcul of the vegetables. And it's the derech masasik. And it says further, the whole din of double gush is chalostophic if it's a kliushan. It's machlekes, the machma. But the ashi, the whole din is chalost okay. And fact, it's a klishlishi. So Mela, since you have all these reasons together, you could be Mako, you can Mako. However, something else. He writes. However, this people don't think about, but sometimes the Geya. Let's say you take a pot, a hot pot, a cholent pot, and you put it down on the counter. He says you have to make sure the counter is dry. Why? Because sometimes the counter is wet, a hot pot goes on it, it's a wash of that water on it. There's some tipa, some liquid on it. And that liquid wasn't cooked before. So maybe so you have to be makbid to make sure that when you take this pot off, the flame has to be put on a dry surface. Because the wet surface, It's a liquid that's on the counter, comes a bushel from the Chaim HaTera. And they have to be careful to make sure.
Different than your vegetables.
You don't care for it.
Yeah.
Why isn't the margin of the potato that Shiloh provides? Because he can eat it. That's the same sauce we said before, fish sauce, like the fish sauce. Because since he can eat it when it's a stick, or he can eat it when it's a liquid, so it's enough for me. Now, when I talk about margin, I imagine Rabbi Fishbane. I imagine the margin today is mavusha. All our margins today, no? It's mavusha today. Ketchup also is today's mavusha. According to most Paiskim. No? LMF. Is margarine cooked? What degree they cook margarine today? 150? Uh-oh. If that, then we've got a problem. So margarine is only 150 degrees. So if so, then all I said before about margarine is a serious problem. Daniel, what about ketchup? What do they cook ketchup? 205. So I said before about margarine, I have to be chayzan, because everyone took on, at least from Shlomo Zalman, they all took on our margin. Maybe that's so, they cook it more than 150.
He burned the oil, the candle oil can never get up there. Huh? And then it's a chill. It's a chill
process. So then it's a chill. 150. Then according to what I said before about margin, is not negated. Then you can't put margin on hot potato then. Contact, it'll be awesome.
What about kovish? Something which is kovish and you pour it down.
Kovish?
Pickle.
Right, yeah.
Is there an Easter
on that? Of what?
Put a
hot tub of lachm alayishma to pour it on top of. I'm kovish abonin. There's no shy about that. There's a team going about it. We'll talk about it.
That's all. Hopefully. Okay. That has gravy. So the chicken, which is dry and cooked fish whole, is no problem. But what about the congealed?
That's a problem. If only it has a mash, it's no problem. But if it has a nice amount of right. liquid there, then it's a problem. Then you have a problem. Then you can't.
Can you put
chunk
on it?
Yes, it's a bishach habishul then.
Right.
Yeah.
Not on the meat, on the
gravy. On the gravy, right. Yeah. All right, we'll stop there. Mr. Sherman will continue next week.
Classic Shiloh oven.
I tell my family, salad. Yeah, but I use non-processed.